Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A woman who pled down to 45 years in prison for intentionally setting fire to her Griswold home, killing two of her siblings, had her commutation hearing in front of the Iowa Board of Parole this morning.
I know it was wrong, and I know that they died, and I just want maybe for you to be able to look at my sentence before my mandatory is up and maybe give me a chance before then. I'm not saying I want out now, but maybe before that my mandatory is up.
The board unanimously recommended that Tracy Dice's sentence not be commuted. That recommendation will now be sent to the governor's office for his final decision. The Harlan Police Department arrested 28-year-old Anthony Bruns and 22-year-old Jason Mabbitt, both of Manning, following a traffic stop July 9th. Bruns was charged with carrying a weapon within 1,000 feet of a city park, felon in possession of a firearm, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Mabbitt was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both individuals were transported to the Shelby County Jail. A Harlan man was arrested for operating a motor vehicle under the influence in connection with an incident on May 19th. The Harlan Police Department says 25-year-old Shane Hill was the driver of a vehicle involved in a traffic stop. As a result of the investigation, evidence collected was submitted to the Division of Criminal Investigation. According to documentation from the DCI, Hill was found to have had methamphetamines and cannabinoids in his system at the time of the stop. Hill was cited and released. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a single vehicle accident that occurred in the 3000 block of Highway 59 yesterday. According to the report, a 2002 Oldsmobile Bravada driven by 33-year-old Shauna Caniglia of Omaha was southbound when a flat tire caused her to lose control of the vehicle and leave the roadway. The vehicle rolled 1.5 times and 3 of the 4 passengers were ejected from the car. 2 of those passengers were taken by Shenandoah Rescue to the Shenandoah Memorial Hospital. The 2 other passengers were taken to Grape Community Hospital by Hamburg Rescue. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports a 3-vehicle accident on Highway 34 Thursday evening. Bennett Blake has the story.
According to the report, a Ford Contour driven by Catherine Renee Carpenter of Omaha was stopped at a stop sign at the intersection of 200th Street and Highway 34. The vehicle then proceeded northeast through the intersection, striking a westbound vehicle, a Chevy Malibu, driven by David Anthony Dequila of Lake Ozark, Missouri. As a result of the collision, Dequila's vehicle then struck a Ford Ranger, driven by David Wayne McFarland of Red Oak. McFarland was stopped at the stop sign during the time of the accident, southbound on 200th Street. Carpenter, the driver of the Ford Contour, was cited for failure to yield at a stop sign. She and her passenger, Denise Rochelle Smith, each suffered injuries and were taken to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue. I'm Bennett Blake reporting.
Thank you very much, Bennett. An excessive heat warning remains in effect until 7 a.m. Tuesday for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Afternoon highs will reach the mid-90s on Saturday and 95 to 100 Sunday and Monday. The 95 to 100 highs will likely continue Tuesday and Wednesday. An excessive heat watch remains in effect from Saturday afternoon through Wednesday evening for Cass, Crawford, Carroll, Green, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. The Iowa Department of Transportation is reporting that the road closure point for Interstate 29 in Council Bluffs has been changed to Exit 55, the North 25th Street interchange. The road has been closed to Exit 54B, the North 35th interchange, due to an emergency repair project being performed by the city. Both the south and northbound lanes of I-29 remain closed between Exit 55 and Council Bluffs and Exit 71 near Loveland due to the flooding. This is expected to be a long-term closure. Harlan FFA was honored at the Shelby County Fair today as the top chapter in the state for the FFA Chapter Challenge pilot program sponsored by Monsanto. Monsanto representatives presented Harlan FFA with a $1,500 check to be used at the National FFA Supply Service for any FFA supplies they may need. Harlan FFA advisor Dan Linen says this was a huge boost for the chapter.
It's a very nice honor. We're very appreciative to Monsanto. $1,500 for FFA merchandise will go a very long ways. We'll probably be using it for awards for our students at banquets. We may put in some money for a scholarship type deal. But it's a huge boost to our chapter, and we had a lot of area farmers. We even had some out-of-state farmers that contacted us and voted for us. It was kind of a national vote-getting, and we received the top votes in the state of Iowa.
FFA members in Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, Minnesota, Georgia, and Alabama took this opportunity to make meaningful connections with area farmers, and farmers then voted for their favorite chapter. Teams are needed for the 5th Annual Spinal Cord Organization for Research and Enrichment Golf Tournament. Teresa Hensley, tournament chair, says the event is set for July 23rd at Crestwood Hills Golf Course starting at 9 a.m. and the cost is $100 per team. Hensley says the money raised from this annual event is used to help people locally.
That's what we're all about, because a lot of local businesses and individuals give to us, so we want to give back to them.
Hensley says they use some of the money to help people with disabilities.
Help individuals with disabilities remodel their home. We've helped somebody put a lift in their van, so a little in an automatic door in their home. So little projects like that is what we like to do with a lot of the money.
And Hensley says this year, SCORE is also using the money to develop a survey to raise more awareness and education locally to find out how accessible area businesses are to people with disabilities. To register your team for the tournament, call 712-243-9750 or 712-779-3484. And American Legion Post number 725 of Trainer is joining with American Legion Riders of Post number 2, Council Bluffs, to host a benefit for families of soldiers injured in Afghanistan. The benefit will be held July 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. at American Legion Post number 725 in Trainer. A memorial brick honoring Sergeant Mayer will be placed on the plaza at 7 p.m. Proceeds from the event will be distributed to the families of Nick Jedlicka, Dustin Morrison, and Brent Maher. Jedlicka and Morrison were wounded in combat. Maher lost his life. The posts are serving a dinner of pulled pork sandwiches with all the fixings. There will also be hot dogs for kids. The cost is $8 for adults and $4 for children. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.